Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
They'll kill it. Absolutely murder it. It'll be over. Minnesota's booming low-dose THC industry will be effectively over if a provision in the bill to end the federal shutdown passes. Friends, this provides me with a conundrum. I definitely want to reopen the government, but I do not want Minnesota's low-dose THC industry to get squashed. And it's not just because I love our next guest and really appreciate his business. I think this would be bad for business in Minnesota. And I am just feeling human today that I want the government to be reopened. Yet this bill has real effects on the THC industry here in Minnesota. Joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Eric Redlinger. Eric is my friend. He is the owner of Mini Leaf here in Minnesota. I've sent so many of you to his great products. We're talking about the Triple Diamond Pain Cream and the Sleep Night Gummies, all the products that I love. Eric is currently in a deer stand, but he did take time to come and talk to or to call in and talk with us today about what is going to happen to Mini Leaf if this bill passes. Eric, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me on.
You must be very anxious, and not just because you're out, you know, deer hunting.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is how they planned it. They're like, we'll do it on Minnesota deer hunting opener, and no one will see it coming.
Right, so nobody will pay attention. I know, but you're paying attention. Even though you're in the deer stand, you're paying attention. So, Eric, if the government, if the House, it's just the House now, if the House votes on to pass the budget bill to reopen the government, what happens to Mini Leaf?
Well, we will have 1 year to either figure out a compromise with the federal government on what they will allow for the current, you know, hemp derived edibles is what it's called, or otherwise it's done.
So what does it say? What is the loophole that will end the low dose edible business in Minnesota?
Okay, so the low-dose edibles is considered anything that's 0.3 grams by weight of anything that's less of Delta-9 THC. Mm-hmm. And so they just consider that to be hemp. And so what they said is that wasn't the intent of the bill, that they wanted no edibles to be made of it, but just to have a pure hemp, you know, for ropes and fibers and stuff like that.
Okay.
So that's what they said, that they're trying to close the loophole down. Now, when you grow the plant, I mean, you get some of it would be THC, very, very minute amounts. And so what they've done is they've dropped it down to 0.4 milligrams by weight. And so it's super duper duper small now.
Mm-hmm.
And so even doing something like a CBD cream would then be over the legal limit if you use something called the full spectrum CBD. That means you get everything that the plant has, all the different cannabinoids, which would include a very trace amount of THC, and so that would be considered to be illegal. So that's really where the bill sits right now. And honestly, I don't think we have the votes. I think it's going to get passed. The government's going to get reopened. And then we're going to have another big fight on our hands of saying, hey, how can we get a lot of this reinstated for this huge industry that has, direct impact on my business, but so many other businesses. We've been out in the state. We've been meeting with people, and we've been selling it, and we've been getting our products into different places and liquor stores and bars and places, and people love it. You know, they say, we love this option. We'd love to have this as an alternative, because more and more people aren't drinking because they realize how bad it is for them. And I always kind of look at it and say, okay, if you're going to come down this hard on our products, why don't you look at products that are actually harming and killing people, which the most popular drug in America is caffeine. And everyone's like, okay, caffeine's just this innocuous thing that's pretty much in everything. But people don't know that 50 to 60 people die per year of a caffeine overdose, which blew my mind when I read about it. I found this out a few years ago. I'm like, okay, this is a product that people use daily. It's a drug people use daily. It's something that everyone thinks is extremely safe, and no one is regulating that. So I think that's probably the next thing they're going to step in and regulate and say, like, okay, well, you know, maybe caffeine isn't as easygoing and I don't know, safe as everyone thinks. And so, you know, what are they going to do next? Say, okay, this cup of coffee, you need to learn how many milligrams of caffeine it has in it, or all these energy shots or anything like that. You know, that might be the next step that they take and say, okay, we're going to regulate this industry as well. And so that's kind of how I look at it with the low-dose hemp edibles like we're in right now. It's like, okay, they're regulating everything. So what is going to be the next thing that they're going to do?
I'm not sure about the slippery slope, but I'm not willing to go there. But I want to talk about how, let's talk to me about money. What is the hemp and low-dose THC value? Like, what is Minnesota making off that? How much are we selling? How big is the industry in Minnesota?
You know, it's hard to get real accurate numbers on it. I've heard anywhere between $1 million a month or more in tax revenue from, and that's a big number.
And that would be lost, correct? That would be gone.
That'd be gone, yeah. So, I mean, the state's going to have to make that up in some other budget, so they're just going to have to tax something else. And so that's kind of, you know, obviously making the move to caffeine seems like a weird thing to do. But, I mean, that's the type of thing that's going through my head is like, okay, they're going to make it up. How are they going to make it up? Increase property taxes, increase gas taxes, increase general fund taxes, increase sales tax. Where are they going to make up this money that they're now losing? So it's going to come from somewhere because, you know, the budgets never go down. They always go up.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
How can people in your industry, is there anything you can do? If this budget bill passes federally, then state law, is there something you can get changed with the loophole locally? How can you save the industry, or can it be saved?
You know, Ellison, obviously, he was one of the attorney generals that signed the hemp bill just a couple days ago, or not necessarily a bill, but a letter saying that, you know, they agreed that this loophole should be closed. And now Ellison went and he kind of clarified his statement. He says, I just wanted to make sure that stuff coming into Minnesota was Minnesota compliant, legal to keep our people safe. He didn't want bad actors from other states coming in and selling products that weren't legal in Minnesota, is what he put in his clarification. But nevertheless, it was signed and it was there. And so, you know, now it says 36 attorney generals say that it should be banned and closed. And so that's really a tough hill to go up. You know, one of the things people can do is, you know, just email your congressman, you know, call your congressman, say, hey, I use these for sleep and they really help me out. You know, most of our products we sell, 90% of everything we sell has no intoxicating effect at all, no psychoactive effect. So this is the stuff that is helping people. This is the stuff that is helping people sleep, helping people live pain-free and help people live better. And now all these people are going to be out in the wind.
Eric, this bill is set to pass today, this afternoon. I mean, the House is set. I don't trust anything, you know, but they are set to vote on it today. What does that mean tomorrow? You mentioned there's like a year, I guess, maybe to enforce this. What does that mean for tomorrow or for the future of people that or for the liquor stores that have all of these THC drinks on the shelves? You know, do they have to remove these products immediately?
They would have a year to sell through whatever they have. You know, that's how it sits now, how things change. I mean, this wasn't even on our radar until the 9th. You know, it got slipped in at the very last second on a spending bill that Mitch McConnell, you know, put this back in. So, you know, who knows what's going to happen. As it sits right now, yeah, they would have 1 year to sell everything that they have and then close up shop and be done.
I am so sorry that this is happening to all of you and for Minnesotans, for the $1 million a week in taxpayer money that we are getting from this industry. And I feel of two minds, even talking to you. Of course, I want the government to reopen. I want people to get their health care benefits. But this will have a catastrophic effect on many local businesses and a lot of local industry, and I don't know what else to say about it other than I just feel terrible about this, and I'm really sorry. I'm for you and for the people who buy your products.
Well, you know, I never look for problems. I always look for opportunities, and we just have a lot of opportunities right now.
Do you know where our the texter brings a good question into this? Do you know where our local Minnesota or representatives from Minnesota stand on this? You know, like Tom Emmer and Ilhan Omar. Do you know where they stand on this issue?
I don't know where they stand on that. I know both of our senators voted against it, so that was nice to see. But, I mean, it lost 74 to 26. So,
okay.
I mean, it's a tough slope.
Yeah. Eric, I hope you are finding some joy, and I know you do look, you always have a positive attitude. You do look like to look for opportunities. Are you seeing any deer?
No.
And are you talking too loud and scaring them away?
Oh, it's the time of day that if you see them, they're on a mission. They're running to go do something. So,
all right. Well, I hope you can get some peace out there hunting. And I will be keeping in touch with you very regularly about this story. And again, once again, I am sorry that this is happening to you.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You got it. Thanks, Eric. Eric Redlinger from MiniLeaf.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.